Howdy fan, Making 8 Rodeo Network is proud to present the Making 8 Morning Show. I'm your host, Scott Meesick. It is time to sit back, get a grip, because the show starts right about now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my feet knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself bumped off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Still, I got back up, bared down, and
go ahead and say I won. The game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won.
Well, good Friday morning to you, rodeo fans, Making 8 maniacs, Justin McBride fans, because you know what day it is. That's right. It is Friday the 13th. And, well, I'm telling you, what a way to kick off the weekend. You know, I got to say, it is Friday the 13th, so expect the unexpected on today's show. You never know what's going to happen, but, man, how exciting is it to have the guests that we're going to have on here today? And we've got some big news that we're going to be throwing out there to you. So make sure to stay tuned. You might even get to hear a little bit of his music today. Actually, scratch that. We have got a lot of Justin McBride music, so we're going to be playing a lot of Justin McBride music today. And we're going to get you all fired up. He is going to be on the show here in just a little bit. But, man, what an exciting time it is to be out here and be a part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Now, fans, I've got to tell you that things are just have just been happening. I told you April was going to be a big month for you. And, you know, with the shows that we have lined up and coming up here next week, very exciting. Of course, next weekend we're going to be hitting the road and heading on out to Guthrie, Oklahoma for the 89er days. So we'll be out there. We got the Making 8 studio dressed up, decked out, so you fans are going to be able to see it heading up down the highways. And we are fired up about that. If you guys have not seen it on Facebook, go check it out. I think you're going to like it. And a lot of the fans are going to be able to hang out there with us. And, man, I got to send a big old shout-out to Sinex from right there in Ada for taking care of that for us yesterday. Wow, just real exciting. So, you know, you fans can kind of look for the new Making 8 Rodeo Network studio bus to be heading up and down the roads. You might see it on the highways. You'll never know. And we have got a lot of highway that we're going to be traveling up and down here these next couple months. So make sure to stay tuned. Also want to let the fans know that Saturday at 5:30 Central Time, Short Go Live. That's right. Mike Anderson is going to be down in South Haven, Mississippi with Liesl Harris. Now, if you guys have never heard of Liesl Harris, well, you got a lot to catching up to do here on the radio. But and that's why you need to stay tuned to Making8Rodeo.com, because we have got all the information for you. Liesl Harris is really an exciting entertainer. You see him at rodeos all across the U.S., Canada, just about everywhere. He's been to Vegas. He's been to the Wrangler National Finals. And, you know, Mike Anderson's going to have an opportunity to sit down with him tomorrow at 5:30 Central Time. So y'all make sure to stay tuned, and he'll be broadcasting live from the South Haven, Mississippi event going on over there. It's going to be real good. PBR is going to be in Indianapolis this weekend, so you can look for all the top bull riders to be out there. They're also going to have the 15-on-15 matchup, which is going to be real exciting. We're going to have an opportunity to watch it on CBS. So, you know, if you guys have not got over to PBRnow.com to the fantasy drafts and made your picks, make sure to get over there and do that. This one's going to be real exciting. Now, you know, they actually had last week off. Easter weekend, you know, kind of gave some of these guys a little opportunity to kind of rest some of those injuries they've been dealing with this season. So really look forward to seeing those guys bounce back and see what they have to offer here coming up this weekend. It's going to be exciting, and of course, I believe it's going to be the first time they're playing in this arena there in Indianapolis. Of course, it's where the Colts play, and yeah, they're bringing bulls into the Colts arena. So yeah, it should be a good time, and I really look forward to it. So. Anyhow, we've got a lot of fans here in the chat rooms, and I want to say welcome, you guys. We also, if you guys are on the Blog Talk Radio chat, we actually opened up both of them today because we really want to get y'all's questions. Now, some of you guys are not registered. You can go over to MakingEightRodeo.com. On the homepage, we've got our chat room open there. You can kind of put your screen name in, come over and ask questions. But really, we want to get you guys to call in. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to sit down and actually talk with Justin McBride. And that is just huge. We're really excited about that. If you guys want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. So keep that number handy. When we get Justin on the radio, we'll sit back and talk with him a little bit. And we'll find out what's going on with him, and we'll take your calls. So I know Justin is definitely going to want to hear from you guys. We're going to be making some big announcements here, and we're really excited about it. We're excited to have him on the Making Eight Morning shows, and you know, this is what it's all about: getting you fans closer to the ones that you guys love so much. And you know, I mean, Justin's been on the road hitting his music career, and we're going to find out just what all, you know, is involved with that, how much work and effort he's had to put into it. So it's going to be a great time. And we'll find out what's going on, you know, with the with some of the other side of things. We'll get to know Justin a little bit more. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. It's going to be a fun interview, and I just look forward to it. We're going to take a short break here, fans, and when we come back, we'll start getting ready to bring on our special guest for the day, Mr. Justin McBride. So y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Making Eight Morning Show right here on MakingEightRodeo.com.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Stars in the sky. For 3 or 4 minutes, country gold.
There you go, rodeo fans. Welcome back to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com. And, you know, we're kicking things off here. It's a Justin McBride kind of Friday, and it's a little cowboy on the radio live from Billy Bob's, and you can get that album really by getting over to JustinMcBride.com. And I'm telling you, you're not missing you are missing out if you do not have that CD. Man, I know Justin had a lot of fun filming that or recording that down there in at Billy Bob's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, shoot, I'll tell you, that's a legendary bar, and that's legendary for anybody that, you know, can get down there to have the opportunity to play. And, well, shoot, there's so many cowboys and you know, artists that have played down there. You know, it's only fitting that a guy like Justin McBride would have that opportunity. So we look to have him on our show here momentarily, fans, so y'all just stay tuned. It's going to be exciting. And make sure you guys get ready to get on the phone and give us a call. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. We're going to sit back and talk with Justin here as soon as we get him on our show. And we want to invite you fans to get on the phones and give us a call. Sit back and talk with Justin. Ask him some questions. I know he'd love to hear from you. So you guys make sure to get ready for that. Lots of other things happening down here in the rodeo world. And like I said, fans, Making 8 Rodeo is going to be hitting the road next weekend. We've got fans that are going to be coming down here, so you guys can look forward to seeing them here real, real soon. Well, looks like we may have a caller on the line here. Let's see if this would be the man of the hour. How about it? Justin McBride, you with us?
Should have called on yours.
Hello. Well, I guess that wasn't him. So we'll just keep rolling through. Well, we got some fans that are tuning in on the phone lines as well, and we're real excited for that. Like I said, as soon as we get him on here, we'll sit back and talk with him, and we'll open up those phone lines for you. So you guys just hang tight. And if you guys do want to talk with him, make sure to push 1 on your phone so that way we know that you guys do want to actually get on the radio and talk with Justin. So I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous. This is a guy that, you know, of course, when I was back riding bulls, you know, this guy was the top. I mean, he was the best bull rider out there. He was the one that everybody was chasing after, kind of, you know, learning from, wanting to learn from. So, you know, this was definitely a guy that you know, put his name out there. I mean, nobody, I think, even still today, has the kind of determination and grit, true cowboy grit, that Justin McBride does. So, real exciting to have that opportunity to sit down and talk with him. Like I said, it almost makes me a little nervous, but that's all right. We're going to keep rolling through it, and we're going to have a fun show here coming up in just a few minutes. You guys, we're going to take a quick short break, see if we've got Justin on the line. So you guys hang tight. You're listening to the Making 8 Morning Show here on Friday the 13th. Stay tuned.
Howdy fans, it's time to get a grip and come on out to Guthrie, Oklahoma for the 82nd Annual 89er Day Celebration, April 17th through the 21st, with two rodeo performances, April 20th and 21st, 7 p.m. Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon, there'll be a parade down the streets of Guthrie. So come on out and see Bucky the Bull. Also, Bullseye the Rodeo Clown and all of your favorite rodeo athletes. Make an 8 Rodeo Network will be there broadcasting live. So come on out, get down with the clown, and get a grip with Bucky the Bull during one of the greatest rodeo celebrations in Oklahoma. Visit 89erdays.com for more information. We'll see you there.
Chuck McBride. We're down here in room 928 playing guitars, singing cowboy songs. Y'all come on.
Everybody running high. I'm playing guitars with Justin McBride. We ain't a king to Mexico. So Kenny Chesney has got to go.
All right, fans, the moment you've all been waiting for, two-time world champion bull rider and rodeo country music sensation, Mr. Justin McBride. Justin, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, you know, it would be Friday the 13th, partner. Wouldn't you know it? We'd run into issues. But glad that you're able to take the time out here to join us on the Making 8 Morning Show, man. This is real exciting.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to it.
Oh, you bet. Well, Justin, let's get right into it, and let's talk a little bit about it. You're actually out in Nashville right now, and you did a pretty big performance this week with the Wounded Warriors benefit, man. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. Bobby Pinson, a great singer-songwriter, actually invited me to participate in it. It was his event and that he was putting on, and he had a lot of huge artists on there. Daryl Worley was on there, Pam Tillis, Aaron Tippin, all these just great acts were on there, and so it was cool for me to get to be a part of it for that reason. But the really cool thing was the cause that it was going to. The Wounded Warriors Project made it, you know, all that more special. Any time that you can do something that gives back to our fighting men and women, you know, that's definitely the kind of things that I enjoy doing and getting to be a part of, and just a chance to show your appreciation for everything that they do for us.
Yeah, you know, and that really is exciting, man, especially being a former vet myself. You know, it really reaches home when you have that opportunity. And did you guys by any chance get an experience, get to talk with any of the Wounded Warriors and spend some time with them?
Yeah, there actually was a few of the guys there that we got to hang out with backstage for a little bit. And you know, they're all so humble. You know, you try and express your gratitude and your thanks toward them, and you know, they shrug it off like it's no big deal. You know, that's just part of the job for them, and it just really shows you what courageous people they are.
Absolutely. Well, Justin, let's talk a little bit about you and your upbringing. You're a five-generation cowboy, and, you know, I know that you were kind of born in Nebraska and relocated out to Oklahoma. Can you kind of give the fans a little bit of a history on how you got into the cowboy lifestyle and the rodeo lifestyle?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, as you said, it's something that I've been around since day one. You know, everybody in my family, stretching back a long ways, has been a cowboy and involved in rodeo in some form. So for me growing up, I was actually born in Texas, and we went to work on a ranch. My dad took a job on a ranch in Nebraska when I was about 8 years old, and so that's where I spent most of my time growing up, was on that one ranch. And it was, you know, I couldn't ask for a better childhood getting to grow up that way. I had a lot of room to roam up there, and it was a lot of fun, you know, and I learned how to ranch and how to do it the right way and everything that goes into that, and just how hard and rewarding it can be at the same time. So you know, it's definitely a really cool childhood to get to grow up that way. And then when I went to college in Las Vegas, actually, believe it or not, I graduated high school when I was 17, and so you know, I didn't really want to go to college that bad, but I couldn't turn pro until I was 18, so I figured I had a year to kill, might as well go to college for a while, and it actually ended up being one of the best things that I ever did. I learned a whole lot while I was there. There were some other really good rodeo athletes going to college there at the same time I was. Ross Coleman went to school with me, a guy named Cody Jesse, who's a former NFR bareback rider. We were all there at the same time, and so I thought I was ready to turn pro when I graduated, but I wasn't. And so it was definitely a great stepping stone for me, and I learned a lot being out there and being around guys that were better than me at the time. And it definitely prepared me to take a step toward the next level.
Right. Well, you know, most of the fans out here know that, you know, your best traveling partner and probably your best friend would be J.W. Hart. When did you first meet him?
I first met J.W. my rookie year, 98-99 season. I met J.W. in Bakersfield, California, at the first big event I got to go to. It was really cool for me because he was a guy, he was still really young when I met him. I don't think he was about 24 years old when I met him, but he was already a seasoned veteran in the PBR and somebody that I looked up to because he had been there, you know, since day one of it and somebody that I'd got to watch ride a lot. And so getting to meet him was really cool for me, and he was pretty much how I thought he'd be. He was a little cocky, arrogant little guy, but he ended up kind of taking me under his wing, man. I mean, growing up in Nebraska, I didn't really know how to get around very good traveling wise, and at the bull ridings anymore. I mean, you fly everywhere you go, and I would lose my car at DFW Airport all the time, and I never knew what the heck was going on. But he helped me out, and really we became great friends, and somebody then that, you know, I've spent a lot of time with since then. Looking back on it, it's funny how intimidated I was by him at the time, and then just how good of friends we've gotten to be over the years.
Sure. Sure, you bet. Well, when did you actually decide to relocate and call Oklahoma home?
Well, when I went to college, my mom and dad actually moved back to Oklahoma. A lot of my family's from Oklahoma and Texas, and they had moved back down that way, getting closer to their family. And so when I left college, I was on the road a lot, and so I just kind of relocated down there closer to my family and it didn't really matter to me where my address, my mailing address was, because I was on the road pretty much all the time. But that's where, you know, that's where I'd spent about the last 15 years, was down there. And it's cool too, because it was really a good located area. And I ended up being able to get a pretty good ranch down there. And I really enjoy it down there.
Do you live close to JW?
I'm about 2.5 hours from JW.
Okay.
So just close enough.
Sure.
Not too close.
You guys
close
spend a lot of time
though.
Together, I bet, bring the families together.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of fun in our middle age, I guess. We've don't ride anymore, either one of us, and he's got two kids now, and I have two kids, and we have a lot of fun together. We still do some of the commentary stuff, and we get to do a lot of things together still that we have a lot of fun doing. So it's pretty good time when we get together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, let's talk a little bit about your music career. When did you actually start picking a guitar and singing a little bit?
You know, I was probably about 19 or so. I went to the pawn shop and got a guitar. I'm a big fan of all the old Western movies. One of my favorite movies is a movie called Rio Bravo. And there's a little picking and grinning in that movie, and I was sitting there watching it one night, and I thought, you know, I think every cowboy worth his salt ought to be able to sit around and bang on a guitar with his buddies around a campfire, you know. So I went to the pawn shop next day and got a guitar, and that's exactly what I started doing, was banging on it.
you know, it all kind of started there, and it was something that I had a lot of fun doing, and you know, at the events after the bull riding was over, we'd sit around in the motels and pick, and then I ended up meeting Tracy Bird and a guy named Wynn Varble, who's a great songwriter, and got to sitting around picking with them, and kind of one thing led to another, and I'll be dang if I didn't start making records.
Wow. That's, you know, and I've got to tell you, you've made some pretty good ones. You know, I, as a rodeo cowboy and somebody who travels up and down the roads, you know, I think every one of us have all had the Chris Ledoux CDs, you know, and, you know, get up and down the road to those. But any more, the newer generation cowboys that are growing up and hitting these roads and traveling the circuits, you know, I think any more really that, you know, you've got to have a Colby Yates or a Justin McBride CD in there with it. You know, I mean, it just makes for good traveling music and makes for good music, man. What inspires you to write so much or to sing so many of these songs that you have out there?
Well, I think Ledoux was a huge inspiration in that. You know, as you just said, you know, when I was growing up and going down the road, I had Chris Ledoux cassette tape in, and he was singing about the kind of life that I wanted to live. You know, and that with the newer generation, I want them to have access to the same kind of things that I did. You know, I eat, breathe, slept, all I thought about was riding bulls and rodeoing, and that's the kind of music that I wanted to listen to, you know. So I want to make sure that avenue is out there for the new generation.
Well, I think you're certainly reaching that goal, because I know myself personally and just guys that I've traveled with and had the opportunity to be around, and you know, as we're around a lot of these rodeos, you always see a Justin McBride CD out there. And, you know, you've got a couple albums. Obviously, your first one out, Don't Let Go, was something that was just huge and really impacted the rodeo community, and the bull riding community was really hot. And still is to this day. But you've also done another album here in the last couple of years, the Live from Billy Bob's performance. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was, man, that was really fun to do. Mr. Minnick, who owned Billy Bob's, actually gave me the chance to come in there and get to make a record out of a live show. So it really hit home for me, too. That day when we were down there before we did the show, he was taking me around the club there and looking around and just all the different acts that have come through there and done a live at Billy Bob's record was really neat to see. I mean, you got everybody from Merle Haggard to Willie Nelson that have come through there and done a live at Billy Bob's record. So it was really neat to do. And I had a lot of fun doing it. So, you know, I definitely appreciated him giving me that opportunity.
Oh yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk a little about the comparison. Now, you spent a lot of time out there on the road traveling and performing at honky-tonks and you know, after parties and concerts everywhere, you know. How does that compare to life on the road as a bull rider for you?
Well, it's a lot the same. It really is. You got to be prepared when you get there. You know, that's the one similarity that I've really noticed with the music. You know, once the show starts, there's no stopping. You know, you got to know what's going on and be ready to go each and every time, and that's the way it was riding bulls. Once the gate opened, the time to think about it was over. You know, you had to be able to react and go, and I think it's the same way with the music. You know, I will say it's not quite as dangerous, but I think it might be just as scary for me. I was scared to death Wednesday night at the Wounded Warriors benefit, having to perform acoustic with all those big acts. So I think it's just as scary. It's just not as dangerous.
Really? Wow. That's I would never expect that coming from a guy that has two world champion buckles and all, and especially under the spotlight like Vegas, you know, when it came down to your final ride there in 2005 to win that world championship and all. Man, that's pretty interesting. Now, you've also performed at several venues. I actually had the opportunity to see you at the Wrangler National Finals 2 years ago.
Right.
At the Buck and Ball. And I'll tell you, man, what a great night that was. And how fun is that to be hanging around the rodeo crowd and being with your buddies, being able to get them on stage and perform with them and just have fun?
Yeah, it is. It is so much fun when you get to do stuff like that. I mean, I love – I love going to new places and trying to get my music out to new people. But it's so much fun when you get to play an event like that, like the NFR, first off, and then the Bucking Ball that Gary LaFue put on, where, you know, you're surrounded by cowboys and people that already have that thread in their life. It makes for a fun show.
Oh, yeah, you bet it does. And it's always fun and entertaining for the fans to be able to have that opportunity. And, you know, you do a lot of those. I mean, you're still really involved with the PBR. Obviously, I mean, there's so many roots there for you. But you do a lot of the after parties and you still spend time with those guys. What is it like to go to a PBR performance, be back there behind the bucking chutes with all your friends, and not be rotting?
It's kind of strange to show up. It's gotten easier as I've been further removed from it for longer. But you know, at first when I'd show up to do the commentary, I was only a few months removed from actually competing. So it was a little different to be there and know that, you know, you weren't going to be getting on one. It was definitely a little bit different, but it was something that was made a lot easier by my decision to retire was because I wanted to. It wasn't because I was too old to do it anymore or because of an injury. I got to retire on my own terms, and so I think that made the transition a whole lot easier for me.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we've been kind of talking a little bit about your music career and all and kind of going back and forth between the bull riding and the music. And really, you know, for a guy like yourself, it's so special that you live that cowboy lifestyle just like Chris LeDoux has, and then be able to write about it and sing about it. You've got some new and exciting news that's coming out for the fans of Justin McBride that we're going to talk about right now. I think you actually have a new album coming out. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We're just getting it finished up. Going to be out May the 22nd. We're excited about it, man. This might be my favorite one that we've done to date, I think, and which should be the case. You know, I feel like this one is better than the two before, and I hope that's a trend that continues. I hope I always feel that the next one is better than the stuff I'd done before. So I'm really excited about it. We got some great songs. We even go as far as I recut Bandy the Rodeo Clown, and Mo Bandy was kind enough to come in and sing on it with me. So there's some exciting stuff going to be on there.
Wow. So when is that going to be available? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm a big Bandy the Rodeo Clown fan, and I can't wait to hear you and Mo Bandy doing that together. When can we go out and get that album?
May 22nd, it's going to be available. And like I said, man, I think there's 11 songs on this one. I even went as far this time to do a kind of a broke down version on one song and just went straight acoustic on it, and then we've got some really honky tonk, fast jiving, moving songs on there, and I think guys and gals both are gonna like it. I hope there's something on there for everybody.
You know, I think there just might be. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity. We actually, your manager had sent us over a couple songs that we might be able to give a sneak preview to some of the fans. So what do you think?
Awesome, man. That would be great.
Yeah, what do you say we kind of take a short break and catch our breath and let the fans take a listen to one of your new songs coming out? And this one here has got to be one of the best. You're talking about a fast beat, upbeat song. This will get you fired up, and I think it'll get the fans excited on a Friday. Talking about It Makes Me Lean.
Yeah, It Makes Me Lean. This is a one of the funner songs on there. Bryce Long and Troy Jones wrote this song, and kind of a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's a lot of fun. I hope they enjoy it.
All right, well, we're going to take a short break here, fans. You guys are listening to the Making 8 Morning Show with Justin McBride, and when we come back, we're going to take your call, so make sure to get on the line and give us a call, 646-915-9940. Here it is, a little sneak preview of Justin McBride's new album coming out, It Makes Me Lean.
There's this article that I found. Claims a beer puts on the pounds. I don't believe that magazine. Beer don't make me fat. makes me lean.
Up against the wall and the Longhorn bathroom stall, it makes me lean against the bar. That red oak tree in my front yard, when I'm out on that dance floor, I'm 45 degrees or more. I'm convinced it ain't that bad. No, beer don't make me mad. It makes me lean. Oh, I like them cold and tall, but I drink them short and small, from a glass or in a can. Pop a top and I'm your man. My belly hangs over my jeans. Sometimes they call me Butterbean. It's a damned old turnip green. Beer don't make me fat. It makes me lean. Up against the wall in the Longhorn bathroom stall, it makes me lean against the bar. That red old tree in my front yard, when I'm out on that dance floor, I'm 45 degrees or more. I'm convinced it ain't that bad. Beer don't make me fat. It makes me lean. Good cold beer is the reason for this body I have. I do my 12-ounce curls while I'm working on my six-pack ass. Leaning up against the wall at the Longhorn bathroom stall, it makes me lean against the bar. That red oak tree in my front yard, when I'm out on that dance floor, I'm 45 degrees or more. I'm convinced it ain't that bad. No, beer don't make me mad. It makes me lean.
Welcome back to the Making 8 Morning Show right here on Making8Rodeo.com. And we are kicking things off on a Friday with Justin McBride. And that was one of his songs that you guys are going to be able to get May 22nd coming out on his new album. And Justin, man, I got to tell you, that's one that I just, you know, the first time I heard it, I said, you know, that's a song that could really be out there on the radios and should be on the radios, you know, compared to some of the other country songs that are out there, man. That's just a funny song, and you could expect to be hearing that at bars and dance clubs everywhere.
Well, I appreciate it. That's a song, as you can tell, we had a lot of fun cutting that one. And you know, I like to definitely keep things fun, man. You know, there's some serious stuff on there, but I like to also have a lot of fun doing this, and I think that song really represents that well.
Oh, it does. Now, the question is, were you actually 45 degrees when you were writing it and singing it?
You know what? Actually, a guy named Bryce Long and another guy named Troy Jones, who are both really great writers that have become good friends of mine, and they were actually nice enough to send me that song. I didn't have nothing to do with writing that one. But they may have seen me be 45 degrees or more a time or two.
That's right. Well, you know, and of course, I want to talk a little bit about one of the guys that you've actually had an opportunity to sing with and to play with, and that was Sonny Ledford. He did an album for the PBR, which is, you know, is one that most of the rodeo fans know of. They've heard his music out there, and of course, we played that little intro clip that you did when he recorded his album about playing guitar with Justin McBride. Man, tell us about your relationship with him and how you got to know him a little bit.
Well, when he was going to do the record for the PBR, he was coming around to a lot of the shows and stuff, and found out that I like to pick, and we just got to hanging out and playing together and stuff, and what a talented guy. I mean, he can play like a madman. He's a great, great songwriter. So, you know, and just we had a lot of fun sitting around, and like the song there that you played a little bit of, the playing guitars with me. That's another just kind of fun song, you know. There's a lot of truth to it in some spots, but a lot of it's kind of joking too. And no, a guy that I've definitely had a lot of fun hanging out with, though, and Sonny Ledford.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that's one thing about the rodeo career, and you know, the same way with the musical career is, you know, you get to meet so many interesting and fun people to hang out with. And you know, when I first heard that song, you know, the first thing I thought of was, okay, you know, Sonny's probably hanging out at a hotel with Justin, and, you know, Sonny was probably playing an after party somewhere, and Justin called him up and said, come on down, we're playing the guitar, you know? I mean, that's just the image that I have from that song alone.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was like. I just broke my leg and was sitting around, and we had a few adult beverages and did a little picking and singing that day. We had a lot of fun.
You bet. Well, let me ask you, you know, you obviously have been able to travel to so many different venues and places, not only singing but also riding bulls. Where is your favorite place that you've played so far when it comes down to your musical career?
You know, one of the cooler places, a couple of really cool venues that I got to play was I got to play the Grand Ole Opry, and that was a really, really neat experience for me to get to do that. It was probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, but it was also a really cool experience looking back on it. I was really thankful for that opportunity, and then I got to play at Cowboy Stadium in front of about 50,000 people one year, and that was really neat to get to play in front of a crowd of that size. Made that really special.
Wow, I can imagine. Now, I've got to ask you though, you know, compared to your singing career, where's your favorite place to when you were riding bulls? I mean, you know, you've performed and you know, rode bulls at some of the best places as well.
Yeah, some of my favorite spots to ride was I really liked riding at St. Louis and Albuquerque. Both of those places, I really enjoyed riding at those places for two reasons. The bulls were always so great that Cody Lambert brought to those two events, and then the fans were so good at those events. It always made – I mean, you got up for it. When I went to those two events, I was about as ready to go as any time ever in my career for those two events every year, just because you knew that the bulls were going to be great, and you knew if you did make a great ride that the people in the stands were going to appreciate it.
Wow, that I would have expected you to say somewhere like Vegas, you know.
Vegas was hectic.
What's that?
I said Vegas was a lot of fun, but it was hectic, man. You know, I would start at about 8 o'clock in the morning, doing sign-ins and interviews, and I wouldn't be done until I rode that night. And then I had after the event press that I would do. And Vegas was exhausting, man. I was always glad it was over every year.
Well, and it seemed like every time, just about that you were there, you know, there was always that excitement that was generated. You know, obviously you, Adriana Marias, were really battling things out a lot of times back then. So, yeah, I'm sure that those, you know, post-press conferences after each round and even leading up to, you know, were pretty hectic and, you know, going to some of those other places. Now, I you know, one of the places that I seen that you had a lot of success at that I thought you'd really enjoy being at was in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa was fun, but I never – that was always kind of just an in and out place. But I did have a lot of fun in Tampa. I did have some good luck down there. And I actually, earlier in my career, I spent quite a little time there. I had one of my best friends that I grew up with in Nebraska actually played football for Tampa Bay. So I would go down a lot of the times, if I had the time, I would go down early for the event and stay with him for a few days and then go to that event. But Yeah, that wasn't even. I kind of forgot about Tampa. I had some good luck in Tampa.
That was
a good place.
And of course, it always struck out to me because I've actually seen you ride bulls down there. We're actually a Florida native. I mean, I was over on the East Coast for a while, and then I moved over to the West Coast. But I got to ask you, who was your friend down there that played for Tampa Bay?
His name was John Howe. Was his name? He played safety and backed up John Lynch for about his whole career there, and played special teams.
That's right. I know him pretty well down there. So yeah, we're huge Tampa Bay fans. So my son is actually listening.
That was a good time for Tampa Bay fans right there. They had a great football team.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. Well, Justin, I've got to tell you, this has really been exciting. And, you know, I'm actually surprised that we don't have as many callers calling in to kind of ask you some questions. But where are some of the places you're going to be coming, and where can the fans find out more about where you're playing at?
I'm actually on my way just here in a few minutes to go pick up a friend of mine at the airport named Buddy Owens. And then we're playing in Nebraska tonight, in McCook, Nebraska. But then we'll be in Oklahoma, Texas. We actually are going up north this year for some stuff up to North Dakota. We're gonna try and get just as many places as we can all over. There is no place that we will not go. So I definitely want to get out. That's what I want to do now, is get out and play my music to as many people and venues as I can, and that's what we're gonna try and do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think with this new album being released next month, and you know, the fans are just so excited, and I really hope that you're going to have that opportunity to perform in front of so many of these fans that are tuned in, because it is a unique thing to be able to watch you win two world championships. And, you know, and then carry over into the music career, and then hear you sing and write songs about the life that you live. And we've actually got some fans that are saying you've got to come to Ohio sometime soon.
I would love to, man. Darla, my manager, who actually sent the song, she's from Ohio, so we'll have to get to Ohio, man. We've got a great bull riding event in Ohio every year in Columbus, so we'll have to try and get out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we do have an open chat room, so we've got a lot of conversations that have been happening here during our interview, and one of the things that the fans are really appreciative is what you did this past week for the Wounded Warriors, and those type of things, you know, I know are really meaningful for guys like yourself, and they really mean a lot to all of us to be able to hear you perform for those guys and support them.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, it's not nearly enough. You know, that definitely touches a nerve with me, and again, just something I'm so thankful, and I know I speak for all my family as well. Just for the service and the sacrifices that not only our troops but also their families make. We just can't do enough for them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned families. Do you take your family on the road with you when you travel?
Sometimes. My little girl has started school now, so she's pretty busy with school and soccer, and so mama stays home and kind of keeps everything rolling smoothly around here while I'm off, chasing a dream. So, you know, it's tough, but I'll take them when I do some of the commentary and stuff to some of the events where I'm not quite as busy, and they'll come watch me play places that are a little closer and where they can just kind of go there and back to the house. So they get to come with me some, but not as much as I'd like them to.
Yeah, I can imagine. But of course, you know, the same thing was when you were on the PBR circuits as well. It's hard to travel, especially when you're flying everywhere, you know, to bring the entire families out to. It makes it tough, but
boy's 2 years old, and going to an airport with him is like taking the Tasmanian devil with you. So
I can certainly agree with you there. We have some young ones ourselves. I know exactly what it's like to travel with those young ones. But, you know, It really is great, and you know that it's really cool that they have the opportunity to support you from home. You know, it's so important to have that family, you know, that family support when you do get back home.
Definitely, man. It's always nice to get back home, and the show we played the other night for the troops, they had it streaming on the internet, so they got to watch it on there, and so they had to call me and tell me about it.
That is really cool. I wish we'd have known about that sooner. We'd have put that out there on making8rodeo.com, man. It's so great to have those type of opportunities. And, well, we'll just have to be in touch with Darla and yourself and, you know, stay up with you guys so we can, you know, we can find out more about where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing so we can promote it for these fans out there.
Definitely, man. I appreciate that a ton. And I appreciate what you guys do with this. You know, That's a cool thing that y'all do, and it really keeps rodeo in a Western lifestyle out there in the mainstream, and can't thank you enough for that.
Well, you know, Justin, that really means a lot coming from you. I can tell you that, like I said, I mean, this all developed back when I was riding bulls, and I had the opportunity to ride. And when I was riding, you were at the top of your game. I mean, it was everybody was chasing Justin McBride, and you know. Where I learned to ride bulls, you know, I went through Gary Lafue's school and went through Lyle Sankey's school and, you know, really picked up. But I said, you know, that riding style that Justin McBride had and that true grit, I mean, that's what cowboying is, you know, bearing down and making those rides. And you were a role model to me. So when I had the opportunity to have you on my show, man, I started getting nervous. I said, man, this is a guy that I looked up to riding bulls and, you know, and – you know, the music career is really taking off for you, and man, I'd like to say I you know, I can pick a guitar, but man, I'm like you. When you first picked it up, I could just beat on one.
Well, I definitely appreciate all that, and again, appreciate you doing this.
Well, you bet. And, you know, we're talking about the cowboy lifestyle and all, and one of the other songs, as we close out this interview with you, one of your songs that are on your new album is Everybody Loves a Cowboy. And can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, this is a song that really kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about me loving those old Western movies and really the heroes of the silver screen with Roy Rogers, you know, and Gene Autry, and I always really loved that kind of stuff. And then as I got older and was competing, riding bulls, and it didn't matter where we went, you know, we go as far as up to New York or in Brazil or Australia, and there's just something about a cowboy that intrigues people, and that's always been the case with me. You know, I've been intrigued by the Western lifestyle my entire life, and this song just kind of hits to that a little bit.
Well, Justin, we're going to let you go to it because I know you've got to get ready for these performances that you have here tonight this weekend. And, you know, I want to wish you the best of luck in this music career. Cannot wait for your album to come out next month. And like I said, we're certainly going to have the links posted on making8rodeo.com for the fans to get over and they can get a hold of this album. And we're going to be on the first ones. If they have a waiting list, we're going to get ourselves on it.
Well, I sure appreciate it, man. Thanks again for doing this.
Absolutely, Justin, and we'll definitely catch up with you soon. You know, we're going to turn it over and kind of close out the interview with this song that'll be coming out, Everybody Loves a Cowboy. So, Justin, thanks once again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Y'all take care.
All right. All right, fans, well, here you go. This is another song off of Justin's new album that you'll be able to pick up May 22nd, and we'll have the links posted on making8rodeo.com, and make sure to go check out justinmcbride.com, and you can follow him on Facebook. He's also got a Twitter link out there. You got to get over there and stay in touch with him. This guy is an upstanding guy, and how much fun was it to sit back and hear from him? So you guys stay tuned. Here's Everybody Loves a Cowboy from Justin McBride's new album, May 22nd.
Way up in Boston, they like baseball players. Down in Tennessee, they like their country singers. And they're all about corn-fed farmers in Illinois. But anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. California, they like their movie stars. In the Carolinas, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plow boys? Well, just go to Dallas. Everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's a hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. Woman wouldn't want to ride away. Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Come on, Pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Right, Justin McBride's new album, that's one of his songs from his new album coming out May 22nd, and you guys will have the opportunity to get it. The links will be posted on making8rodeo.com. You can bet on that. And I've got to tell you, you know, that interview right there was probably one of our better ones, despite the issues we had kicking things off. Now, I know that we're actually beyond 11 o'clock, but we actually scheduled this show to run a little later because, you know, having a guy like Justin on here, you know, we had to sit back and talk with him, and how much fun was that? I really appreciate all the fans for tuning in here today, and hopefully you got to know a little bit more about Justin and what he's up to now. I know I sure am, and just can't wait for him to get back here to Oklahoma. We're going to get an opportunity to go out and see him, and a lot of fun. So we're going to be promoting his new album coming up, and of course, you know, we've always got the Justin McBride originals, and you know, you just can't beat that kind of music, especially for the rodeo crowd and for the fans that travel up and down the road heading to rodeos. You know, you've always got your Chris LeDoux CDs, but now it's, you know, the new generation, and Justin, you know, he plays those songs, you know, about the life that he lives, and that song there really kind of sums it up about how everybody loves a cowboy, and it just seems like it doesn't matter where you go. I know myself personally, I mean, I've been in big cities, and, you know, when you wear that cowboy hat, people look at you a little different, and I know that Justin's right on by putting that song out there, and, man, exciting. I'm just telling you, I'm floating on cloud nine right now after having that opportunity to sit back and talk with him a little bit and just hear from him, you know. Can't wait to do it again, and we certainly will do that. So you fans, make sure to stay tuned to making8rodeo.com, and I also want to remind you, don't forget now, tomorrow Mike Anderson's going to be short go live from South Haven, Mississippi. We want you guys to tune in out there and check it out. We know the PBR is going to be live from Indianapolis, and you guys are going to have an opportunity to see the top names out there and watch those guys ride. So hopefully you guys will check out PBRnow.com and go check them out. And don't forget, go check out JustinMcBride.com. A lot of information out there, a lot of history about how he got started, and he's got some of his songs out there. You got to go get his CDs if you don't have them. I'm telling you, Don't Let Go, Live from Billy Bob's, those are music albums that I get down the road with, and I'm sure so many of you out there already do. So if you're a fan tuning in and you don't have those albums, you better go over and get them. That's just going to about wrap up our show here for the day, fans. Our cowboy logic is when you have your dreams, don't let go. Hold on to them. And Justin McBride sums it up real well with that new song that he's got coming out, Everybody Loves a Cowboy. So it's all about living that lifestyle and being that person that you are. And that's a true cowboy. And Justin, I don't think there's anybody more fitting that could play a song like that because he's lived it for so long. When it comes down to it and the pressure's on, hey, it's all about not letting go. And we're going to close out today's show with that song, Don't Let Go. And that's off Justin's first album. And I want to thank all the fans once again for tuning in. And make sure to check back. We'll be back here Monday for another Making 8 Morning Show. Who knows who's going to drop by? Should be a really good show. And then, of course, next weekend we're going to be heading out to Guthrie, Oklahoma for the 89er Day Rodeo. And we'll be out there with Katie Bartlett and True Cowboy Radio. If you guys missed her interview, you guys can go to making8rodeo.com and check out her interviews. She's going to be down here with us in Guthrie. And we've got some of our fans coming down. Going to have a parade on Saturday. Going to be a whole lot of fun, so you guys don't miss out on the opportunity. We will also be webcasting it live, so you'll have an opportunity to watch it there too. Go check out all we have to offer. Don't forget the guest book over there. If you guys like our shows and want to hear more of them, make sure to post them out there and tell us what you think right there on our guest book. You can find it on making8rodeo.com. So until Monday, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip and don't let go. Here it is, Justin McBride's Don't Let Go. We'll see you guys on Monday.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time.
you better hold on tight. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know?
Howdy fans, it's time to get a grip and come on out to Guthrie, Oklahoma for the 82nd Annual 89er Day Celebration, April 17th through the 21st, with two rodeo performances, April 20th and 21st, 7 p.m. Saturday, April 21st, 12 noon, there'll be a parade down the streets of Guthrie. So come on out and see Bucky the Bull. Also, Bullseye the Rodeo Clown, and all of your favorite rodeo athletes. Making 8 Rodeo Network will be there broadcasting live. So come on out, get down with the clown, and get a grip with Bucky the Bull during one of the greatest rodeo celebrations in Oklahoma. Visit 89erdays.com for more information. We'll see you there.